Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no.
Because we worked out the garage, we did a new floor, right?
BJ.
All my toolboxes, everything's outside, surrounded by garbage cans, all kinds of mops, brooms.
So you just have a freezer plugged in on
dude,
your front lawn?
It looks like a full-time garage sale at my house.
Jamie.
And it is plugged in?
Yeah, it's plugged
in. Oh, my God.
There's an extension cord that runs around the front of the house, to the side of the house.
That's that awesome. Is awesome. I mean, oh, my God.
Last night, I had to go out to get some ravioli.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, on the Odyssey app. We are live everywhere. I mean, all over America, you can listen to us. And you'll get a podcast there later today. Anything on the program you missed, you can catch up, you can listen, you can share, whatever the heck you want to do. It's free. Free Odyssey app. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Okay. I'm solid. It's
solid.
A lovely Wednesday. I enjoyed the thunderstorms last night, but I was cold, and I said, Alexa, what's the temperature? And she said it's 44 degrees, and I was like, no wonder I'm cold.
You got down to 44 degrees?
Yeah.
My car said 50 this morning.
Yeah. I still haven't
44?
Turned on my heat. Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, man.
I was
that's
like,
cool.
No wonder I'm cold.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, you were at the freezing point.
I know.
Really?
My God. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
My wife says my attitude has changed since church.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
She said that to me yesterday.
That you're a better person?
Mm-hmm.
Really? She doesn't listen to the show
yeah.
then.
Well, no. I went to the grocery store for her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so that made me a better person.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good.
All right, so we've got a couple of stories here this morning. Jamie walks in. She's got a story from the parking lot. Is yours from the parking lot?
No, mine's from the I-25.
No, mine's from the parking lot,
it is?
Right?
Oh, gosh.
Right, okay.
Yeah. All right, so I'm driving, right, and I'm going out of my neighborhood. And by the way, we're socked in my neighborhood. But anyway, and of course, I get behind Timuku.
Who?
I don't know. His license plate was T-E-M-K-U. Timku.
Timku.
Because I thought it was funny because he was going so slow that if he dropped the K, it'd be a car from Timu.
Okay. Yeah. Timu. The Timu car.
I was like, and he's literally going 3 miles per hour and he has his blinker on.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, Timku. What
are you thinking?
I don't know. I don't know if he's
liquored
having...
up?
Well, I'm not going to say that because I said his license number. So I'm going to say that he was probably just having engine problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And a blinker problem.
Yeah.
Because the blinker's on.
Right. So then we're coming off the off ramp and Timu is just going three. He's going 3 miles per hour and he won't like merge and I can't get around him. He's just waiting until the lane completely ends.
No kidding.
He won't go.
He's scared.
I guess he is.
He's scared to drive.
Yeah. And so, and because I have the Jeep is so heavy when they built it out, they didn't help the engine. They didn't build out the engine. So the Jeep is so heavy. I can't make quick moves.
Yeah.
Like, so I have my left blinker on for an hour trying to get around Timiku.
Engine doesn't fit the car, does it?
No, not
anymore.
Not anymore. No. And so I can't. So now I'm going. We got up to 5 miles per hour.
All right.
And now everybody's mad at me because they can't see Timku right in front of me.
You got him blocked, right?
Right. So they think this Jeep is going like, 5 miles per hour. And people are, putting their
The flashers?
The brights on me and stuff. I'm like, there's a little car in front of me!
Just out for a Sunday morning stroll.
Oh, my God. And then he kind of went in the other lane, the old Tim Koo. And I was like, and I think it was my lights were blinding him. I'm like, Tim Koo, let's get back in the other lane. Like between the white lines.
So he started drifting on you.
He did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tim Koo, if you're listening, man, step on it.
Yeah, let's get some gas
let's
in
get
there.
Let's get going, man. Come on.
Yeah. So it was,
maybe he waits till the sun comes up. Maybe. You know, some people can't drive at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's dark out.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe anyway, Tim Koo. That was great, right? So, Tim Koo, good luck. You're going to cause an accident if you keep going 5 miles per hour on I-25. But then I come around here on Bellevue, three cars, no bumper. What's with everybody not having a bumper?
Yeah, I don't know. I see that too. I can't figure out where the hell their bumper went.
Where are they?
Did somebody steal it?
It's actually a law. Like cars without bumpers can only drive before 5 a.m.
Right, because it is the shady people.
It is. There's a bunch of shysters out there. Now, if you're listening to our program, odds are you're not a shyster.
Right, exactly.
You're not the kind of people we're talking about.
Right.
But there are some really crazy things that go on before 6 a.m. on the highway.
Yeah,
and I don't know if these people have been up all night. I don't know if they've just shut down some speakeasy somewhere. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
But there's some shady stuff.
It's interesting.
Okay, here's my story. Okay. So I get to the parking lot, and I'm about to turn in, and a car in front of me is turning in also. The car itself, you know those Chrysler 300s?
Oh, yeah.
They look like gangster cars?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, that's the first strike right there, okay? You're driving a gangster car, okay?
I know exactly what car you're talking about.
Jet black. All the windows are so damn dark. Now, it's dark out, but I can tell. They're very dark, okay? It has no license plate.
Uh-oh.
At all.
Uh-oh.
At all. I mean, it looks like a stolen car. It's got all the sides of a stolen car. Well, when they go to turn, I can see like four people inside all got their phones. You can see the glow of their phone screens.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Four people. And now, who's picking up three buddies at 4:30 in the morning in a car with no tags?
Exactly.
Driving around all nice and slow in a gangster car. I swear, I almost called the police.
What were you going to say? Hey, there's four people in a car on their phone.
A suspicious car is in front of me with absolutely no tags whatsoever.
Did you?
I'm a little curious because it's my workplace. It's where I park to go to work.
Okay, can I just
tell
you something?
And they're here in my parking lot.
I understand what you were going to say, but but do you understand that we're in the Denver Police Department, like Denver Police, right?
Yeah.
Do you know that a car went through a road in Denver and took out like five cars, and it took them 17 hours to investigate because they had too many calls?
I got all day.
They had too many calls, and it took them 17 hours to come out.
You're kidding.
No.
17 hours?
17 hours before the Denver police got there because they said they had other priority calls. It was all hit and run.
What are you going to find after 17 hours? I think everything's gone at that point,
right? Everybody left their wrecked cars exactly where they were for proof, you know, so they could get a police report. So you have five wrecked cars in the middle of this road because they're all waiting for a Denver police department.
I don't know, man. I was thinking about calling the cops. So they circled in our parking lot where we park, you and I.
Yeah.
And then they went up to the parking lot where the Wendy's is. I don't know if they thought it was open or not, but they went up there and then they came back again. Came back to this parking lot and then slowly exited
back
on the other side.
You just reminded me something.
What?
When we take a break, I'm going to go down there and get my gun out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to leave it down there.
You might want to take Carson with you.
I'm going to go.
I don't know how much help Carson's going to be.
Right, I'm the one with the gun. No, I just realized it could be stolen.
There's not a man in the building right now. I'd be no help. You'd be no help.
I'm running.
She's on her own.
Yeah. First sign of trouble, I'm out of there.
There's no man in this building.
No, well, you got to at least have a concealed carry, thank
yes,
God.
I yeah, yes, so. I do. Yes, I do, and I pack.
By golly.
Yeah, by golly. There you go. The adventures of BJ and Jamie. On a early morning in the Denver Tech Center.
Yeah. I have my card. I'm going.
It's shady, man. We come across shady activity, and I'm being serious. We come across shady activity here quite often.
And not only that, we had two dead bodies in our parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Over the years. Two. Yeah, two. They found them in the cars, dead. Like dead people.
Not too many people can say that about their workplace.
And they shouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
They should be able to. And you guys wonder why we carry guns.
One was a lady that they thought was asleep for about 2 days.
Yeah.
She was down there for 2 days they discovered
it. That's so bad. Me too. That's awful.
Man. Lord. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget Bits and Boone all week long. We're going to qualify you to fly out to Salt Lake City to see Benson Boone coming up very soon, a couple of weeks away. We'll give you a chance to qualify 7:30 this morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Benson Boone. Code word 7:30? Yeah. 7:30 this morning. Code word. Fly away to Salt Lake City.
I got it out of there.
You got what out of there?
I got
you got your wet bun.
Yeah, wet bun. And got a gun out of the car. And I didn't see anybody shady out there.
Oh, so you didn't?
I think they went to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they just cruised on down the road.
Yeah.
They're not in bed.
You know, I'm going to tell you, it's kind of troubling. We're getting a lot of reports about people saying that they've called the Denver Police Department and they haven't shown up. We called 911 when my kid broke his arm in Denver and they didn't even answer the phone. Let's see here. Jamie, it's true about that car running into five cars and taking 17 hours for the Denver Police Department to show up. Let's see here. I had a home invasion and the cops didn't show up for 45 minutes. And I was on hold for 911 for 20 minutes while somebody was, they left, I guess, and called 911 while somebody was breaking into their... Yeah, so it's going on.
Did you see that lady that was at... She was in court just a few days ago, and she's a lady that they have gotten because she hung up on so many people.
Yes.
On 911.
Yeah. Hey, like Carson, 5,000 people.
Yeah.
Oh, she hung up on 5,000 people, and two of them actually passed away.
5,000?
It was like 5,000.
Yeah, it was a lot of people. It was over like a 6-7 year period.
Yeah.
How does it go that far? You would think after the first 1,000 people,
right?
That she would have been fired. Okay?
Exactly.
You're going to get a few complaints. You got to figure out of 1,000, right? But now it's 5,000 people she hung up on.
Yeah.
She didn't have time for them.
Oh, my God. And she
was in court just a few days ago, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that I saw. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, too, Jamie, didn't we play a piece of audio of her one time where it made the news that she hung up on somebody or argued with them? Do you remember
that? I don't remember. I don't know.
I think it was this lady.
This one article says 800 people, and another one says 2,000, and another one says 5,000. So I don't know how many. Let's see here. Thousands of calls. That one says that. I love the media. It's like all over the place, right?
Five or six says too many.
Exactly right, yeah.
So
yeah.
If you get into the hundreds or thousands, it doesn't matter at that point. This lady was bad at her job.
She just didn't have time for it, and she didn't even care.
Can you imagine that? Somebody is calling you on a 911 line, and you answer, what's your emergency? And they say, and then you say, well, hang on a second. Hang up on them.
Yeah, in their desperate time of need.
I mean, that is
unbelievable.
Crazy, isn't it?
All right, so yesterday, I know how Jamie loves primetime Deion Sanders pep talks.
I do.
She loves them.
I do.
She reads them every morning. We'll read one later on this morning, probably. He hasn't put it out yet, I'm sure, okay?
Yeah.
But every day, primetime puts out a pep talk, okay? About motivating you for life, right?
Exactly.
How to face the day.
Exactly.
Right? So yesterday, the artist Ice Cube was in town.
Okay.
He had a concert last night.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Dion brought him up to the university to give a pep talk to the players.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. He loves pep talks. That Dion, man, he loves to raise people up.
He's the Tony Robbins of football.
He really is. Yeah. He really is. So I have Ice Cube.
Okay.
I don't know Ice Cube that well. I confuse him with the guy that does those commercials, Ice-T.
Ice-T, yeah.
Yeah. I get Ice-T, Ice-Berg, Ice... Is there an iceberg? Is there a rapper named Iceberg?
There should be.
Yeah, there's not.
I get the ice guys.
I think it's, you know what? Yeah, it's Lil Iceberg.
Lil Iceberg.
Yeah, Lil Iceberg. Yeah.
There's a billion berg.
Is there one?
Yeah.
I've never heard of billion
ice berg. Billion berg.
Okay. Anyway.
No, you're missing the point. Ice. The word ice is what it is, not the word berg. Jeez, Carson. All right. Here's Ice Cube.
Okay.
Not to be confused with ice, crushed ice or whatever. All right, here he is giving a pep talk to the players yesterday. It's pretty inspiring.
Where is it?
Hello?
Oh,
thing is, you guys got the best of the best. As far as your coaches, you got Hall of Famers. Listen to what they say. Listen to what they say.
Proof.
They're going to tell you how, not only
can you stop it for trying a second? To get what's that music?
It's a little groove track somebody put behind
it,
just
to
give it just a little bit
oh,
more.
Oh, okay.
Emphasis.
So he wasn't standing in front of these players with that music playing. Correct?
No, he didn't have a band ready.
Okay.
Okay. Or a track
okay.
In the background.
All right, sorry,
they juiced
sorry.
It up just okay. To give it a little bit more appeal, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah. Okay, sorry about that.
Let me start over because you broke the moment.
I did break the moment. Well, it's just that music was very confusing to me.
Because these words, man, if you're a young man, young lady out there, listen to what Ice Cube.
Because I felt like I was in a lounge, like smoking a big joint or something.
You're not being inspiring right
now.
Sorry, okay? A joint's not going to get you far in life.
No, it's not.
All right, listen to Ice Cube motivating the players.
The thing is, you guys got the best.
These players needed.
Oh,
they got
God.
Their butts kicked last Friday. Okay? They got killed by Houston.
All right.
The thing is, you guys got the best of the best.
Yeah.
As far as your coaches, you got Hall of Famers. Listen to what they say. Listen to what they say. They're going to tell you how, not only trying to get to the next level, which I'm pretty sure you all are, but also how to be great men in life.
Yeah.
Listen to that advice. One thing I want to tell you guys, do not complain about what you don't get because of the work you didn't put in.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So put in the work, and it'll pay off for you. That's all I got to say. Love y'all. Much respect. Have a great practice. Have a great game. And,
Yeah, that's the way you do it right there. And you know, when your head coach poops his diaper, you guys get him a new defense. That's the right thing to do as young men. Yeah, you heard me. I'm just adding, I got caught up in the moment with Ice Cube. So I got a brother-in-law. So yesterday, he texted me about noon. He says, hey, any chance you can get me some tickets for Ice Cube?
Your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Wait, I've met his kids. He doesn't seem like an Ice Cube kind of guy.
I don't know. I said, let me check. And, of course, the station has like 600
really?
Tickets. Yeah. I don't know if anybody wanted the tickets. But
oh, my God.
They had tickets out the yin-yang over
did?
Here. Yeah, yeah. I talked to Tricky Vicky.
Yeah.
Tricky Vicky said, how many do you want?
Where did he play?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Where was it, Carson?
I have no
Why
idea.
Why didn't you go to the show? You're an Ice Cube fan.
Yeah.
Well, why weren't you there?
Isn't Ice Cube married to that, what's her name? Trixie or something?
Trixie?
You know? Yeah, they have a kid. They have one kid.
Yeah, Ice Cube and Trixie.
No, you know who I'm talking about.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about Ice Cube.
You don't?
No.
He's married to that, like, really flamboyant Trixie.
Trixie.
Forgot her.
Kimberly Woodruff?
Yeah, her.
Oh, that sounds just like Trixie to me. Kimberly Trixie.
Okay, never mind.
BJ, Jamie, we'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next here on the program.
The thing is, you guys got the best of the best. As far as your coaches, you got Hall of Famers. Listen to what they say.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Dumb man child. I love that song. It's like every dude I ever dated, man child. Hey, listen, people, it's Wednesday. I'm in a good mood. You can't bring me down. You cannot bring me down with your iced tea, Ice Cube stuff, iceberg, ice house. What was the other one?
You sound like they brought you down.
Apparently, I got my ice.
Sounds like
ice.
Yeah, you've
people.
Got. You're all iced out. You're
I got
messed
wrong.
Up. You're
yeah,
messed up.
I got
you know.
Him, yeah.
You've got Ice Cube, iced tea, iceberg, ice this, ice that, crushed ice. You got all this. You're real confused.
Right.
You're really
so
confused.
Ice tea is the one married to Trixie.
No.
Yes.
Coco. Her
well, whatever.
Coco.
Same difference. It's like a name like cutesy.
Trixie is nothing like Coco. Coco would be more like chocolate. Okay, Coco.
No.
Yeah.
It's like Trixie.
And Trixie would be more like Dixie or Pixie or
no, but
or
it's
Lexi.
Like a cute name. Coco, Trixie, cute.
Yeah, they brought you down.
They did bring me down. They're like, you're so stupid. Ice Cube isn't married to Trixie. Okay, fine. But I'm still happy. I can't bring me down. Hey, guess what, you guys? This is crazy. I thought they broke up, but whatever. Did you see that Cardi B is knocked up with Stefan Diggs' baby?
No.
Yeah, sure
no
is.
Just
kidding.
Announced.
Yep.
I think they did break up.
Didn't he say her hoo-ha was... Like, ooh, like that?
I'll research it.
Okay.
Hang on. I'll be back in a minute.
Or did she date another football player?
No, they did. Because remember, he was on a boat with all those girls.
Yeah.
And then she was mad about that. And that was a rumor that they broke up because of that.
Jamie! Yeah.
What?
How do you spell who are?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a rumor, and that's all I'm seeing. It was just a rumor, but I thought they did,
oh,
too.
Oh, you did look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they...
Well, they could still be broken up and her pregnant.
Well, no, she says she loves him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you go to number four, you'll hear it.
Oh, she loves him?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, hang on. I got to get away from hoo-ha over
okay.
here.
Sorry.
I'm still Googling. Yep. I'm still Googling.
You've got a new man, or right?
Yeah.
Are the sparks sparking?
Sparkling, honey. 4th of July.
And are you a... Well, we got to talk about who we're talking about here.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
You got to talk about... Are you a football fan now?
Yeah, I'm a football fan, honey. I be in the screen on Sunday every day cursing people out. Pass the ball!
You know, he is such a lucky man to wake up every morning to that voice. God, we'd all love to be in his shoes.
All right. Who does he play for?
New England Patriots.
New England, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. All right, so Stephon Diggs is going to be a daddy with Cardi B. Man, I wonder how, who was she married to?
Offset.
All these names. Offset.
Offset.
I wonder how he's feeling.
I bet she's really off today.
I bet he...
I bet he doesn't care.
Oh, you don't think he cares?
No.
Oh.
They got three kids together. He definitely cares.
He probably cares.
I don't know.
You know, you have to...
He doesn't look like a guy that cares.
Well, now that is true. He is kind of mellow.
To me, I don't know.
He's kind of a chill dude, right?
I don't know the guy, though.
And then Jenna asked Cardi B what it's like dating, I don't know, and being a devoted mom, but also dating. Here she is, number five.
I also know that you're a super devoted mom. Is dating kind of changed now that you've got these beautiful children in your life?
Well, no, because everybody knows how devoted I am as a mother. So they just know that it's like, this is what I come with. I come with a luggage, a baggage, a book bag, a purse. I come with everything.
Every type of bag you
can
possibly.
Yeah, every baggage I come.
Would you ever get married again?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'll get married again.
Yeah, you believe in love.
I believe in love. I'm like a hopeless romantic.
I love that.
Oh, she knows what a bug out bag is? That's impressive.
No kidding.
For Cardi B. Oh, God, I got it wrong again.
What happened?
It wasn't her hoo-ha. It was her BBL that was...
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Her BBL.
Oh, my God. Can I get anything right today?
That's why I couldn't get anything on Google on hoo-ha.
Yeah, so put Cardi B's BBL stinky.
I'll be right back.
Stinky BBL. I don't...
Stinky
BBL, because she couldn't get in there.
Gotcha.
Because it was all big.
Yeah, it's hard to clean.
Yeah, that was what the rumor was. Okay. Charlie Sheen was on Piers Morgan, and he has some pretty damning thoughts when it comes to Matthew Perry. Here he is, number three.
I didn't know Matthew that well because I read his book and I read it in a day and I loved it and I was so proud of him and inspired by it. And then I wanted to reach out because I'm in his book, you know, when he says F Charlie Sheen and I'm going to be that famous one day too. And I didn't. I think he died like 3 weeks after I read the book.
Do you wish you'd gone through to him,
Charlie?
I noticed
when he was promoting. Yeah, I don't know that I could have affected any part of what ultimately happened, right? But I could see when he was promoting it, and I could feel the sort of the prison that he, you know, put himself in, because I could tell he wasn't sober talking about a book that is all about sobriety and recovery. And I felt bad for him, and he didn't have that perfect, specific, laser-focused diction that he always had, you know, delivering comedy.
So he said that on his book tour, he thought he was jacked up. Huh.
I don't think he ever got clean.
Yeah, I don't know.
I will say this, though, and this is pointing toward you, Jamie.
Yeah.
You don't like to talk about him.
No, he's just such a great guy.
I know. I know. But I just, I know that. For being around you. I'm surprised you even played that, to be honest. And to say the same thing that how Jamie thinks about this, I don't know why Charlie even brought that up. That just seems mean to me. There's no reason to. Matthew Perry is gone.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
We all know he was still using. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies, I mean, we've got, four people in Hollywood that have already said, pleaded guilty to giving him the ketamine over a period of time that led to his death. I don't know why Charlie even needs to bring this up on this tour. I know he's promoting his Netflix. He's got a book out there. No, just leave Matthew Perry out of it.
Just leave him alone, man.
Just leave him alone.
Leave Britney alone. No, Matthew alone.
Leave Matthew alone.
Yes.
It's a sad story.
It is a sad story.
Ended bad. And just drop it.
What's that guy that's sober that you like? He was Iron Man or whatever. What was his name?
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr.
I still, and I know I've told this story too much, but you guys have got to understand how shocking this was for me. I get into LA. I'm going to do a show with Danny Bonaducci, right? The Partridge Kid. I've just met him for the first time. They're going to partner us together. There's a place in Burbank called Dults. And he goes, why don't you meet me at Dults and we'll hang out and get to know each other. And I said, great. So I went down there. And he said, oh, Entertainment Tonight first has to do a quick interview with me about being sober because we can't find Robert Downey Jr. right now. They couldn't find him. He was in Palm Springs somewhere. Remember? He's on a bender.
Oh, yeah.
And so so he said, so Entertainment Tonight is coming over to right here, and they're going to interview me about what it's like being sober. And I'm like in awe. Entertainment Tonight is coming to interview Danny about my new partner? Like, dude, we're going to be like superstars.
Hollywood.
Right? This is like so Hollywood. This is crazy. I get to see a film crew from Entertainment Tonight. Well, then Danny goes up to the bar and takes about 10 shots of tequila and then does the interview. And
about
I was
being
like,
sober.
I called my mom and dad and I was like, I can't believe what I just, and there he is. And then my mom and dad watched it on Entertainment Tonight. Danny talking about being sober, knowing he just did 10 shots of tequila.
That's insanity.
It's Hollywood. It's just everything's so.
It's like crazy.
It's so fake.
It is.
It's so fake. Now, I will say this with Robert Downey Jr., and we've talked about this before, Jamie and I both. That is the greatest Hollywood story.
For sure.
From addiction to success.
Comeback.
Well, from success to addiction to success.
I agree.
The comeback that you'll ever hear in your life.
No kidding.
This guy was, he was dead, basically. I mean, it was bad. One of the worst.
Remember, he even got in bed. He thought it was his house. He got in bed with some little kid.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not to molest him or anything.
No.
He just was asleep in that bed.
Yeah. Out of his mind.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy. I mean, what a story. I don't think he's ever written a book about all that stuff, has he?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. If he ever did, I'd read that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things I don't know, obviously.
I know. But he was, like, found on the beach, remember?
And then he was locked in a motel. I mean, just a cheap, dirty, scummy motel somewhere in Palm Springs. He had hookers everywhere.
Right?
Meth, all kinds of crap going on.
But don't you worry. Danny will tell him how to be sober. My God. That was so bizarre, you guys. Still to this day, one of the craziest things I've ever witnessed in my life. And I couldn't say anything.
No.
Right? Like, you know, you can't say anything.
It's none of your business.
I could call my mom and dad. No. That was it.
Yeah.
It was, that was the end for me. All right, anyway, there you go. Tableau Trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, 7:30 this morning, we'll have your chance to qualify for the flyaway. You'll see Benson Boone, Salt Lake City.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Love those thunderstorms last night. That was cool, man.
Nice.
All the thunder and the lightning, just like Kylie Burst said over at Fox 31.
She sure did call
she said,
it.
Yeah, my neighbor, Lugnut Paul,
he
texted me at like 9:30 at night. Kylie was right.
Well,
it's like, go to bed.
But she kind of said it could happen or couldn't happen. So either way, she was going to be right.
She nailed it. Well, you got to leave yourself open.
Well, yeah,
you know?
She's like, just it could happen and maybe not happen. And we're only on a scale of one that it could happen. So,
folks,
whatever.
Can I talk about my work environment with Jamie White?
What's wrong?
Hang on there. Hang
wait,
on,
wait, what?
Hang
what
on,
did
toots,
I do?
Toots, hang on. She's ordering bras this morning. Carson, are you aware of what's going on in here?
I have no idea what's
she's
going
to
on.
She, no, she's headed to Vegas.
Oh,
all her bras are dirty. This is what BJ has to listen to. I'm trying to run a professional broadcast. A show. Yes, broadcast. A show that reaches levels that no other show in America reaches. And she's in here telling me about her bra.
Well, I didn't, because I saw you kind of look over my shoulder and there were women in bras on my screen. And so I didn't want you to think I was like being creepy or something. So I said, oh, just so you know, I'm ordering bras. And you're like, what? I go, well, because, you know, I do that front range laundry service or whatever. So my next pickup isn't until Thursday and I'm leaving town.
Too late.
Because what happens when I go out of the cabin, I immediately take off my bra. because I can't stand to be, you know, out there.
You just want to get comfortable.
I just want to get comfortable. I don't need a brassiere wearing out in the woods.
Mm-mm. Great outdoors.
So there's like six bras in my Jeep right now.
Let them breathe. Is that what it's called? Let them breathe.
Let them breathe.
So I wasn't going to have time for the pickup for them to get washed. So I just got, and they all get here by 5 o'clock today. I got like seven of them.
Yeah.
They all get here by 5 o'clock today. Isn't that amazing?
So in my mind, there's some dude or lady out there walking around with a box right now, trying to find Jamie's house. And that box is loaded down with bras.
And soon my boobs will be in them. Very soon.
Just crazy, isn't it? Crazy.
It's crazy that you can get them by 5 p.m. today. I love that.
Yeah.
They must be at the warehouse.
They just have your size right there at the warehouse.
Just laying around. Bras.
All right, I want to mention something here. Carson, you need to let it out, man, because I know you're very depressed.
I agree with them, by the way.
Because you're faking it, and if you hold back this feeling that you're having right now, then it's just going to work against you. You don't have to fake with Jamie and I. You can be honest.
Question.
Yeah.
Does he still get Guam?
Well, it's a U.S. territory.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We're talking about TikTok. Carson's a big fan of TikTok. He loves when people look at him dance. He just loves it.
He does.
And just do
worldwide.
Yeah. 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 He loves
global.
It. And what he really likes is people in Indonesia or Guam or maybe over in India, and they see it and comment on it, and he really loves it. Now it's gone.
I mean, have you seen those people dance? If you get a comment from them. That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you're global is what you are. Is you're just global.
And as of yesterday, TikTok has been saved, but it's not going to be global anymore in the U.S. We have our own version. All the algorithms, everything's run U.S. companies.
Yeah. So why he's upset is now everybody's lost all the followers from, say, Guam. Well, we're still not sure about Guam, but they have lost Indonesia, Africa, Japan.
You name it.
Yeah.
The UK.
Yep.
You would think the UK would be open for them.
Exactly.
You know, because they're our buddies, right?
So all these people are so sad because it really bites into their, you know, their popularity.
Huge.
Yeah.
Views,
yeah.
Everything, likes, everything, name it.
Anything you post in the U.S. is going to stay in the U.S. What's posted in the U.S., stay. I just made that up. That's a pretty good saying.
Say
right
it
there.
Again.
What's done in the USA stays in the USA.
I don't remember you saying done.
What is posted in the USA stays in the USA.
Nice. Okay, solid. Yep.
Here's the story.
Agreement has been reached with China to keep TikTok operational in the United States. An eventual agreement may require approval from Congress, which passed a law last year saying Chinese owner ByteDance had to sell the app or lose its estimated 170 million users in the United States. Analysts say TikTok's new owner will likely face strict congressional oversight. Major tech companies Oracle, Blackstone, and Amazon were just some of the companies reportedly bidding for the app.
Now, do you use TikTok?
I just look at. I don't post, but I watch the reels.
Yeah. I may go back to it now.
It's got everything on it. Everything you could ever want. Life hacks. I mean, cooking recipes.
It is
dancing.
Good. It's a good. I like the format.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think I'll reload it today. Now that I've found this out, I think I'll go back and get on there.
Now that we're going to get a U.S. version?
Yeah,
is the U.S. version, I didn't listen, I'm sorry, did it say that we have to unsubscribe to that one?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
I read the article yesterday. Okay. What you have to do, I've got it here somewhere, but what you have to do is you're going to have to delete your TikTok, because it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You're going to have to delete it and reinstall, and the reinstallation of TikTok will give you the U.S. version. It will not be available on your app store. It's not going to be available, the global, anymore.
Now, are you still going to be able to keep your... Have a new name, or do you have to start with new followers?
I think you get to keep your name, whatever that handle is that you have on there. I don't know that for sure. They never went into that. They just said that you're going to have to delete it, and you're reinstalling TikTok. It will be the U.S. version only, and every post stays in the U.S.
This could be devastating.
So devastating. Like, Mr. Beast has how many?
Everyone loses. If you lose your followers, there's no way we're going to lose our followers.
Wow.
That would, your likes, everything.
Isn't it Mr. Beast?
Right? Yeah, Mr. Beast. Yeah.
He has like 200 million or something.
It's something great. No way.
I don't know if that happens or not.
Because he's like global.
Yeah.
Huh.
But right, even here. Just losing followers, everyone's got to follow you back. You're going to have to.
Here's what it says. It says the bottom line is this. This isn't just a sale. It's a complete rebuild. Ooh. U.S. users will download a brand new app that looks identical to the current TikTok, but it runs entirely on American infrastructure with U.S.-controlled algorithms. ByteDance licensed their technology, but they will be global, but the U.S. version will only operate in the U.S. You will have to download a new TikTok.
No!
How many followers do you have?
Like 22,000.
Oh, bye.
They'll have to search for you.
No!
Yeah, 21,000 of those are in India.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Well, it's better than just going away.
Yeah,
you get to start over.
But it's a double whammy, man. You're not global.
By the way, did you guys see, speaking of Mr. Beast, did you see Mike Tyson was kidding around with him and punched him in the stomach?
And hit him.
And it almost, like, killed him. He was bent over. He thought he had internal bleeding and that he had punctured one of his organs or something.
If you're going to challenge Mike Tyson to punch you in the gut, you'd kind of deserve it.
But
okay?
Did he challenge
him? It's Mike Tyson.
Did he challenge him? I thought they were just playing around.
I thought they were just
I thought he challenged
too.
Him.
No, I think they were just...
Because he stands back like this, like, go ahead and hit me.
No, I think
so
they were...
I
think they were just horse around. He's like,
I don't know.
You know how Mike Tyson's like, come, you know how that buddy's like, oh, come on, you're kidding. And then you're like, damn, that hurt.
He whacked him.
Yeah, are you seeing if they were kidding or what?
Hold on. I'm watching an ad.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
it doesn't.
It's fine.
All right, there's your update on TikTok. It is saved, but... That's a big butt.
Bye-bye 22,000 people.
Yeah. Stop. I don't even want to think about it.
They won't even see you anymore.
All right. See, this morning, you walked around here like it didn't matter. Now listen to you.
Yeah.
It's starting to hit you, pal.
It is. It's becoming real.
Devastating.
So sad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
You're a bad influence.
Wait, what?
I think you're a bad influence. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, by the way, on the Odyssey app, live, everywhere.
Yesterday you called me the devil. Today I'm a bad influence.
No, you're over here. You're laughing about this and how you take things from hotels and this lady that got arrested in Vegas. Oh, I don't even know her story. What happened with this girl?
Okay, so there's this. So you know how my girlfriends and I were all going to Vegas this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you've ever stayed at the Wynn, it's a fantastic hotel that has little things. Like, for example, when they bring you room service, they put the little pat of butter in this little thing that has a little lid. Like, it's so cute. It looks like something for a princess. So I took that because it's so cute, right?
Right.
It's a little pat of butter and it has a little lid. It's so cute. A dome.
By the way, the Wynn is like top notch, man.
It's a good hotel.
I mean, I stayed at the Venetian because we went out for the Sphere. But you go from the Venetian, which is really nice, okay?
Yeah.
Venetian, you walk into the Wynn, and it's like, whoa!
It's
uptown, man.
It's a good hotel.
Yeah,
it's
too much for me.
It's a solid hotel.
It's solid. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so this woman, she was at the nightclub at the Wynn, which is really popular, and so she saw something, like we all do, right? Everybody steals from hotels. It's just a rite of passage, right?
No.
You have a stolen thing from the hotel. You have a stolen robe from a hotel.
You stole it.
I know, but you wear it.
I didn't steal it. But you gave it to me it was stolen property. Okay.
From the Arabelle.
Yeah.
In Vail.
I don't steal from hotels.
But you wore it and you said that you felt like, what's the guy that owned Playboy? What was his name?
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, you walked around smoking in it outside.
It's a great jacket
and you're
to
like,
smoke.
You felt like Hugh Hefner. You
a
loved it
cigar.
So much.
Yeah, it's
really
great.
Heavy.
It's great. I am not saying it's a bad robe at all. And I am not saying that I won't wear it because it's already stolen. But I'm not the one that stole it. But you, for some reason, you have no conscience when it comes to taking from a hotel.
Well, because they're so expensive. And so especially like the Arabelle is really, really pricey. So I feel like the robe is like, I should get it. By the way, here's how you steal robes.
I feel like I should get it.
So here's how you steal robes. You call housekeeping and you go, you know, there's only one robe in my room because they'd leave two. And then they're like, oh, we're so sorry. We'll bring you another one. Boom. Now you have three.
And they don't check. Yeah. They're not going to come into your room and say, okay, let me count the robes real quick here before I give you a third.
Yeah.
They just give it to you because they assume that you're not a thief.
Well, the
That's
thing
what
is,
they assume.
When you stay at an upper echelon hotel, they don't think you're going to be so chintzy.
Exactly.
So it's a win-win for everyone.
It's a perfect crime.
Exactly, because they're never going to go like, oh my God, she'll pay for this hotel room, but she will never steal a robe.
This woman that's in the news this morning tried to steal a candelabra?
Yeah, candelabra.
From the Wynn Hotel. This thing's valued at $5,000. And she feels like it's hers. I'll take it home as a souvenir.
But
right?
Haven't you guys all stolen stuff from like restaurants and places?
No. The little Heinz ketchup bottles?
Yeah.
Those are not awesome. Really stealing
them. That's not.
It's like a condiment.
But here's like, for example, like I went to a Mexican restaurant and they had the Corona bottles. They were both a salt and pepper shaker. I took the blue tops off and kept them for myself.
See, there you go. That's stealing. The condiments like you're talking about, Carson, that's not stealing. Yep. You can take that all day long. But what you can't take is like, I've seen videos of people that love silverware. And they take the silverware because they want it to match. So they go to the restaurant like 8-9 times so they get a full set. Now, that's stealing, okay?
Okay, and like room service, if you guys have ever had, they do give you little specialty, like little spoon. Have you ever seen the spoon I used to eat my yogurt with?
Yeah.
It's a teeny tiny little spoon.
I know.
And it's for sugar, but it's so cute because it works for the Yoplait.
Yeah. Yeah,
because at the bottom,
and
you know?
Didn't buy that over at the Cracker Barrel or somewhere else. You stole it from somewhere.
I didn't steal it. I borrowed it.
And let me just out you on something else.
Okay.
Jamie has a full set of very nice drinking glasses.
Don't do that part.
I know this for a fact because she brags about it.
Don't do that part.
Every now and then she'll cart one in here to the office and she'll drink out of it sitting here in the studio, but she makes sure she puts it in her purse. She's not going to leave it behind where it belongs because she took them from here.
I did.
They belong to our radio station. They went out and bought stuff for our kitchen.
Yeah.
And they bought a very
because we
nice.
Have parties. Yeah.
I mean, it's those drinking glasses that are very heavy.
They're heavy.
On the bottom.
They're
she
so
loves
nice.
Those, okay?
Because
they sit in place nice and feel good in your hands.
Well, and they have a little weird, like, cool. I've never seen them like that. It has a little weird, cool curve.
Yeah, got a little wave on them.
Yeah, it's just, they're cool.
The way they're blown.
So I have six of them.
Yeah, there's no more left here.
An entire set.
No, she took every one of them. She's got them at her house.
I do have them at my house. Hey, listen, I have bought a humidifier for this place. I vacuumed yesterday this place. I buy stuff for this place. They can give me six glasses.
Okay, gotcha.
You do buy Kleenex, a lot of
and
Kleenex,
I buy
too.
I buy tons of Kleenex because they don't buy Kleenex here.
I got to figure somebody in this building is saying, what the hell happened to all her glasses? where did they go? Jamie has them.
I do, but
she
they're so. I really like them. I do like. By the way, everybody is falling in love. You can see it on our Facebook page, BJ and Jamie. Everybody's falling in love with this woman on her mugshot. She's gorgeous, and everybody wants to bail her out or start a GoFundMe for her. You know, because she was just probably drinking. She's at the Wynn nightclub. She sees this candelabra, right? It's over there. She's like, I'm just going to put it under my shirt.
How big is this?
I didn't get to see it. I don't know.
I mean, aren't they like huge?
Yeah. I mean,
you know. I mean, it's not easy to stuff one in your pants. Is
because you've seen it like on Bugs Bunny when he plays the piano,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a Liberace.
Back
in the day, you know, something like that. I'm just assuming it's really big.
So you're telling me you've never stolen anything from a restaurant or a hotel?
From a hotel and restaurant, I cannot think of anything. The only I've borrowed and never returned from here.
Uh-huh. A lot of stuff.
I've borrowed and never returned. I have done that.
But
that's not
stealing.
That's just forgetting.
No, it's not. A $2,000 microphone?
Listen.
Yeah, you straight up stole that one.
It's not $2,000.
How much is it?
$3,500.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What's up?
Oh, you're such a jerk.
What did I do? What did I do?
Our general manager just texted me.
Uh-oh. About the glasses?
Yes, about the glasses.
You should bring them back.
It says mystery solved.
You've got to bring them back.
All right, I'll bring them back.
Bring them back.
Oh, my God.
They're nice glasses. Drinking glasses.
But think about all the stuff I buy here.
I know, but that really doesn't cover for stealing. You know,
okay,
it really,
Mr. $3,500 microphone man.
Yeah, I just borrowed it. I'll bring it back one day. I'm an employee.
Mm-hmm. Have you been planning to do voiceover work for 12 years now?
Yes. Yeah, I'm building a studio.
Yeah.
Yep. So far, I got the door up.
Well, I thought Grandpa Gus moved into the would-be studio.
I've relocated.
Oh, okay. What, are you in a bathroom now?
No, I'm in a playroom.
Oh, playroom.
Frog's playroom. Okay. Yeah. I can only broadcast when he's not playing. So it's a rough schedule.
All right. Yeah. I can't believe you sold me out like that.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
All right. That wasn't planned, was it?
No.
I kind of caught him off guard on that one.
No. And it wouldn't make sense that they were wondering where the nice glasses went.
I know.
And nobody would ever guess it would be me.
Oh, no.
You know?
No. You were completely under the radar.
Yeah. Shoot. Now I feel bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on Amazon and order some glasses.
She could have to.
I know, right? Oh, yeah. Lord. Okay, let's see here. Let's get to some of this stuff. First of all right, you guys, we have a theory. And I don't know why, but we do. All right, if you've watched the series about Charlie Sheen, it's only two, but anyway, it's Charlie Sheen, and he basically is so open about his whole life, right? And it's on Netflix, and it's about his life, and you go through the whole thing, and it's really, really crazy. But then at the end of it, you see Denise Richards, like, she's crying. And we think that she's still in love with Charlie Sheen. They were married. They have two kids together. Now, Denise is single. We're hoping they get back together.
Ooh. No kidding.
That's what we hope for.
Did I see a story yesterday of where she used to make sandwiches for him and his hookers?
Yes.
Is that true?
It is true.
So she would go over because he was in such bad shape.
Bad shape.
And hadn't eaten because of the drugs.
Right.
But he would have women there that he had paid to be there.
Correct.
And she'd make them all lunch.
She'd make them all lunch because she was saying that, look, I'm not going to feed the hookers, right? So she called them white trash sandwiches.
Yeah.
I wonder if Lisa would do that for me. I may give it a try. Let her come home from a trip one day and hook her be at the house. See if she comes in and makes a sandwich.
Can you make a sandwich?
Yeah, just to see how it works out.
Yeah, because she said literally, here's the deal, is that all these people were all on drugs. They weren't eating. So the hookers needed to eat. Charlie Sheen needed to eat. She called them white trash sandwiches. They were mayonnaise, mustard, cheese, and turkey on bread.
I like that.
Right?
That's my favorite sandwich.
She just seems so nice. And I would love, and I think Charlie's going to stay sober. He just seems like he's on the right track.
Yeah.
And he's so exhausted with that old life. He's just exhausted with it, you know? And I mean, it almost cost him his life because he has HIV, right? You can treat it now. But, and so I think he's just, that lifestyle just exhausted him. And I think that he really just, I think it'd be great.
Well, if he does, or she does, whomever goes back to who, you can't bring 15 dogs with you.
Well, that's true, too.
You know, if I'm Charlie, I say, Denise, I love you, baby. I love you. But you got to leave the dogs out of here.
Yeah.
15 dogs.
Wouldn't this be beautiful? It'd be like Jen and Brad getting back together. Oh, my God.
I feel like Charlie is the one that got away from Denise. Because it really was out of her control. Because he was so off the rails. That's why their marriage ended.
Exactly. See? Haha, I have backup.
And you know love.
He does know love. He just had a 7-year anniversary.
That's right. 7 years.
Yeah.
You know love.
You know love.
All right.
Did you guys get the bedroom set?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
We're still trying to figure out logistics.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. Anyway. All right. So the other thing that happened last night is Hilaria Baldwin. She was just really emotional during Dancing with the Stars. You know she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd heard.
So they're saying, though, that she's going to be the first one voted off the island.
No kidding.
That's what they're saying, that she's going to be really early release program. Yep.
Huh.
That's what they're saying. Anyway, here she is, number seven.
I saw that you were getting a little emotional downstairs. Where was that emotion coming from?
I mean, I said goodbye to Liz 16 years ago because I broke my hip. So to be here with you, who he's like the quality, we're going to do like authentic cha-cha-cha. And it's just a dream come true. And throughout this amazing cast. So I'm just so grateful. I love it. Well, let's get your scores.
Oh, here we go.
Derek Huff.
Seven.
Bruno Tognoli.
Seven.
All right, that's a 14 out of 20 for Ilaria and Gleb.
Seven?
Well, yes.
Is that good?
Seven out of 10 is pretty good.
I don't know.
7 out of 10 is
pretty
good.
For a first dance,
first
I'd say it's pretty
70%,
good.
70% in the school is a D.
Well, 7 out of 10 when you're that nervous is good.
Okay, okay.
What happened
we're
to...
We're defending her all of a sudden. What happened with the accent? Doesn't she have,
she's
supposed to have this big accent, really thick Spanish. Isn't it Spanish or Portuguese
something,
or something?
Yeah. Where's
Carrie
Ananaba?
I don't know.
I guess they said that she called in sick right at the last minute. Carrie Ananaba.
I saw a lot of postings about this yesterday. It must have been a slow news day.
It must have been.
Because there were a lot of Dancing with the Stars postings yesterday.
She was just so emotional. Oh, yeah, it says Carrie Ananaba pulled out due to illness. And so that's why there wasn't a third person. Robert Irwin, who's he?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
And Danielle Fischel? Fischel? I don't know her either. Anyway, they were on it. And Jen Affleck, wasn't she a Mormon Wives? Jen Affleck? Okay, nobody knows.
Yes, she was. Okay. And Robert Irwin is the son of Steve Irwin.
Oh, yeah, he's on it too.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, it's low news day, you're right. And then finally, let's play number six.
Number six it is.
Okay. The latest rumor about you is that you are having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what, if anything, you want to share about that with the class.
Well, yes, I am. I'm having a baby with my boyfriend, Stefan Diggs.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. How are you feeling about that? And that this will be baby number four for you, Cardi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm happy. I feel like I'm in a good space. I feel very strong. I feel very powerful that I'm doing all this work. But I'm doing all this work while I'm creating a baby. Me and my man, we're very supportive of each other.
She's happy.
She is happy.
Sounds that way.
Right? Yeah, and I guess she got the BBL or what BB whatever that thing is.
BBL?
BBL, yep. her butt. I guess she can get in there now. She got a special tool.
What's BBL stand for? Big butt
lift?
Yeah.
Big butt lift?
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, Brazilian.
Big Same butt thing. Lift. I kind of like big butt lift.
Big butt lift. That's what Jamie
and
I thought.
So the deal was that he had broken up with her because apparently her crack smelled bad because it was gigantic and she couldn't get back in there. And so they built a tool.
Well, we can get past the smelly crack.
She has that hand with the hand with the little handle that goes. Yeah, and it's an extension thing. Yeah, it works.
Speaking of babies, she's gonna have a baby. Did you see that baby they named a baby Sumo in the press?
No,
the 14-pound baby that was born.
Holy crap!
In I think Florida.
That's a big baby.
But it's not fair. I mean, the media is calling it baby Sumo.
Well, that's not nice.
That's terrible. You're going to grow up as baby Sumo.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That is sad, baby Sumo. People are
you
mean.
Looking at it?
Yeah.
13 pounds, 15 ounces. Right at 14 pounds.
Oh, how cute
pounds,
is that baby?
Pounds. Oh, man. You should see this kid, folks. He looks like he's ready to go to junior high.
Does he, right?
He's ready for junior high.
Oh, my God. All right. And, oh, by the way, somebody pointed out that I bought all those In-N-Out gift cards. Remember? And we gave them away.
It doesn't make up for stealing from the company.
And then our company wouldn't reimburse me because I used my own credit card to buy them, not the corporate
Those
card.
Those were way more than a set of glasses.
Way more than a set of glasses.
I feel like you're about to stick your tongue out. There.
I'm keeping the glasses.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Odyssey, it's a free app for you. We're live on there and the podcast after 10 o'clock. Anything you missed on the program, you'll get it there and you can share it. You can just go listen to it, all right? I just saw this. Allowances. Did you get an allowance when you were a kid?
Sometimes, but I had to do chores for it.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the way it works, though, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the...
I think it was like $10 a week.
So you would have a list of chores.
Yeah.
That Bob said, hey, you got to get this done.
It was summer. It was the worst. Like, you wake up and you just see that list laying on the kitchen table. My sister and I would both be like, ugh. Because our parents went to work.
Yeah.
And so they left us this list. Oh, my... I still have PTSD.
Hey, could be worse. I grew up with a list and no allowance.
Aw, pumpkin.
I just saw this. Jamie and I were just talking about this off air. This can't be true, can it? The average allowance, if you have kids, all right, listen, the average allowance in America for a kid that's at home, whatever the age is, $30 a week.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
You didn't give Ralphie an allowance like that, did you?
No. He just has my credit card.
No, that's now.
That's an unlimited.
That's for emergency situations.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something.
Different. Okay. That's different.
So he has his, it's my account, but he has his own credit card, right? A platinum card, the American Express, because I'm a big fan of that card. And I think everybody should have one of those cards because they're amazing. And they give you so many great deals and so much free stuff. But anyway. Man, I should be a spokesperson for that.
No, that's good. That was good.
Right? I'm sorry. Solid. You didn't qualify.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've tried 3 or 4 times, and every time I get more rejected, the letters seem to get harsher.
But anyway, so we have a deal that he can have that card, but it's for emergencies only, right?
Right.
And he's done so good, right? He's been on a 2-week road trip.
You've been bragging about it.
I have been.
To me, yeah.
Yeah, he's been on a 2-week road trip. He's only used all his own money that he earned, and I'm so proud of him. And then today, I look at the account, and what did I do? Oh, my God, he just spent $79 in gas.
Yeah. It wasn't an emergency.
That wasn't an emergency. Yeah. Yeah, he just freeloading on his mom. $79 in gas. Yeah.
My theory is this. It's that woman.
That girl, Leah.
It's that girl, Leah, that he's traveling with. You know she's been in his ear since he left Colorado to say, hey, I'd use mom's card if
yeah,
I were
ahead,
you.
That's
what I
she's
would
not
do.
Care.
You can't put a woman within 50 miles of a credit card. You just can't do it, okay? Yeah, that is what's going on
that
here.
That felt sexist, by the way.
It was.
I'm not going to lie.
And it was. It certainly was.
My ex-husband, he's like, hey, listen, when you're in the sand trap, always hit the ball a credit card length behind the ball. And I go, what? He goes, it's woman talk. You hit the ball a credit card length behind the ball in a sand trap.
It's like girl math.
That. Yeah.
I got to remember that. Right. I got to remember that. No, she's talked him into it,
yeah,
Jamie
right?
White. That's what's happened. Because that Ralphie's a good kid.
He's a good kid.
Very responsible. Got his own money.
Yeah.
He doesn't need mom's money.
He's been on the road for 2 weeks and hasn't used my card once.
I think you're being a little, you're jumping to conclusions a little bit.
$79, yeah. It says Amazon.
What do you mean jumping to conclusions?
But I feel like maybe he just mixed up his cards. Like maybe
please.
He put in the wrong
no,
card or maybe he swiped the wrong card.
You can tell a debit card that is just a regular, you know, Wells Fargo debit card from the heavy, shiny, heavy American Express
platinum. But 2 weeks? I mean, and then he just used it?
Yeah,
Carson.
Because that girl.
Carson.
And her boobs.
Nobody on the planet mixes up a credit card.
Nobody.
You know when you pay,
yeah.
Who's paying.
That's right.
You know.
That's right,
so I don't even know where that comes from.
You know what
Nobody
it is?
Mixed up a credit card.
You know what? It's that only child syndrome.
Yeah, that's what
that's
it is.
Only child
he
syndrome.
He just doesn't get it.
Because Carson's
it.
An
no,
only child. My son's an only child. You guys have that only child
mistakes
syndrome.
Mistakes happen. That's all I'm saying.
He whipped out that card.
On
Mom's going to pay for this. Mm-hmm. My theory is this, okay? Yeah, he's got his own money. But if I'm the girlfriend... What do you want him to spend that money on?
Uh-huh.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Her.
Yep.
Okay. So let's not spend $79 when you can spend it on me. Let's spend mom's $79.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot easier.
Because see, for that's a kickback to the girlfriend, man. She's looking out for his money because she now sees his money as her money.
You know what he's going to say?
Yeah.
Mark my words because he's done this before. He's done this before when I've questioned him. Mark my words. He's going to say this. He's going to say, oh my God, I don't know what's wrong with that debit card. I put it in and it was declined and I have money in my account.
Yeah.
That's a good move. He's going to say that because he's done it to me before.
Little shyster, right? Let me get back to the allowance real quick. Allowance, $30 a week. If you give an allowance in chores, that's fine. Is that right? Because I think that number's too high.
That is a lot.
That seems like a lot. That's $120 a month to a child.
For a little kid, like
for
10.
A kid. Yeah. Now, Frog, for an example, okay?
Yeah.
We can't get Frog to do any list whatsoever. That kid, I swear. I've never had any of my kids to have a list, ever. And that's, you might call it bad parenting. Which I don't care what you call it. I really don't. But I've never gotten any of my kids. I don't think my boys, who are now, you know, in their 30s, near 30, I don't think they ever mowed a yard.
What?
Wow. I don't think my children ever mowed a yard.
That is oh my God. I had to mow the front yard. My sister had to mow the backyard.
Yep. That Bob put his foot down.
Oh my God. Yeah. You had to have it done by, and we would hear his truck in the gravel, and my sister, I'd turn off the TV really fast and just start scrubbing stuff.
Act like you're doing something.
Because we got whipped. Like he spanked the tar out of us.
And me too. I was in the same boat. I had chores I had to do. I mowed the churchyard for him. But I don't think my kids ever. And Frog, let me get back to Frog. He's 7, all right? We'll put together, well, not we, his mom. She puts together a list for him almost weekly. I don't think we ever check anything off of it. The kid just does not want to do a chore. Now, he doesn't get an allowance.
Yeah.
Okay, but he won't. He just is against chores.
So I have one for you. My son started a snow blowing business, right? But he wouldn't snow blow my driveway because I didn't pay him.
Yep, there you go.
Hey, that's being a good businessman right there.
There you go.
I'm like, what? He's like, Mom, I have a business, so you need to pay me.
I'm not doing anything for free.
I'm like, what?
I don't know anybody who gives their kid $120 a month for their chore list.
That is a lot of money.
That just seems a little high. I mean, I could see 40.
Yeah,
you know, $10 a week, maybe something like that.
You know what though, you need to look at you as a parent.
120, that's a car payment.
Four children that have never mowed the lawn.
I don't think so.
That's crazy.
I really don't.
That
I don't
is
think,
crazy.
I don't think any of them have ever started a lawnmower.
That is
now probably my oldest because he had a house at one time, so he probably mowed his own yard. Yes, but never around me.
That's. I don't think I would admit that on the radio.
Well, truth is the truth, Jamie. Sometimes you got to live with it, you know? Is that wild?
That is crazy. Four boys. They never mowed the lawn.
I can't even fathom that.
They have no idea what a Briggs & Stratton 3.5 is. No idea.
Oh, my God.
BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday. It's going to be partly cloudy, maybe another thunderstorm today. Could happen. Not as severe as last night. Last night got crazy, didn't it?
It was crazy. Woo! Yep, it was a good night. Yep.
All the rain and the lightning and the thunder, and it was just wild. All right, let's talk about the royal family real quick here.
Okay, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they're in the news today, you're going to see it a lot because the president is over there. I don't know what they're hobnobbing about, but they're over there, and so it's going to be all over the place.
He just told Kate Middleton that he went like this, "You're beautiful, really, really beautiful."
Oh, we got to get that audio. Okay, so
that's what they said.
Donald Trump told Kate, "You're beautiful."
But then he added, "No, really, really beautiful."
Really,
honky, honky. I added the honky.
Yeah, I figured that. I figured you added the honky. It doesn't sound presidential to me. Okay, listen. All right, Donald's getting up there, okay? 78 years old. Maybe he needs his eyes checked a little bit. Okay?
Oh, that's not nice.
Listen,
Kate
let me
Middleton
finish.
Middleton is beautiful.
Can I finish my statement? She's not gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
She's nice looking, and I'm sure a sweetheart.
How?
Sweetheart. But she's not, you know.
She's beautiful. She wouldn't do you, Kate, I'll tell you that right now.
Listen.
She wouldn't even, like, look at you twice.
Listen, I'm just being
She'd
honest.
She'd be like, ugh.
She's nice,
beautiful
looking lady.
She's beautiful.
Now, her husband, he could use a little work over, you know what I mean? Maybe some hair, You know, I mean, well, the guy could use some royal wigs or something.
A royal wig, like the white kind, the powdered wig?
Yeah, the one like they used in colonial days. You put one of the powdered wig. Well, he is royal, so but he needs a little work on him, okay? Uh-huh. So, and you got to admit.
Don't they wear those when they're in court?
I think Parliament.
Yeah, right.
Over there, they still wear them.
One of the guys wears it. That has the gavel.
I think I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
I think so.
Yeah.
But of the brothers, now you've got Harry and William, right?
Yeah, correct.
Now William could use some work. That Harry's a nice looking dude.
Yeah.
He's a nice looking dude, which tells me Charles isn't even his father, in my opinion. Okay. That's what it tells me because Charles.
Do royal talk?
Charles is not.
Wait. Okay, hold up for
this
a second.
This is my take on the royal family.
I understand.
I'm allowed my opinion.
You realize that you give Carson crap all the time about watching The Senior Bachelor.
Yeah. Well, that's dumb.
You got royal talk going on.
Royal talk is good. Okay. It's in the news right now.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's in the news.
I don't think a lot of people care about the royals.
They might not.
Maybe they do. Maybe you just don't know.
And maybe that's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's all over the news this morning. Go look at the news. The president's over there.
Yeah,
you're seeing Charles, Jamie, even talking about, Kate. Beautiful.
Really
people
beautiful.
Are talking about the. Now, I will tell you this. That whole royal thing. How elitist can you get when you claim that you have royal blood?
Well, right.
That's about as crazy as I've ever heard. That should have gone out years ago. But for some reason, this family believes they have royal blood.
Well, they do
and
have
we
royal
keep
blood.
Playing along with it.
It's the royal line.
I know they do. I know they do from old times, but we're talking the 1500s. We're not talking about over the last, 100 years. The royal thing should be out the window.
I like it. It's the pageantry. And do you know how much it makes?
You like it?
I do. I love it. Yeah,
Look how many people watch the royal weddings.
Well, and not only that, but I mean, it's so unbelievable that it's still present, and that like these people wear crowns, like that's amazing.
But they don't do anything.
Yes, they do.
What do they do?
First of all, they bring so much money to that country. It's unbelievable because when you go there, you go as a tourist, and you go and you watch the royal guard. You go there; it's complete tourist.
So they're a zoo.
Kind of.
It's kind of like having the Denver Zoo, Jamie.
I'm sure that's what they feel like.
Oh, they're the Elitch Gardens of the UK.
I mean, I'm sure that's what they feel like.
Okay,
and they do
right.
so much charity work. They all do. Right. I mean, they're philanthropists, right?
My bad.
Let me read this.
All right,
the royal family performs a variety of ceremonial and diplomatic and charitable duties, including official engagements like opening events, like to Elitch's when it's going to be redone. They'll be like, welcome to Elitch's.
They're going to cut the ribbon.
Yeah. See?
So they have a bunch of those big scissors.
Yeah. They welcome dignitaries like Trump.
All
see?
Right. Dignitaries. All right. Okay.
It's a global stage.
My bad. They're royal. Okay. My bad. Now, let me go back to Harry, okay?
Yeah.
And give me your honest opinion. Do you think Charles is his dad?
No.
Blood?
No.
Biological?
No.
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 I agree.
I don't.
It's the biggest secret in the world.
Wait, you know it and it's a secret?
Well, I got sources.
Oh, really? Okay.
The internet.
The guy in Denver, Colorado knows the secret.
It's one of the biggest secrets in the world.
The guy in DTC, he's got the royal secret.
He's a mover and a shaker, man.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, he looks nothing like Charles. It's not even close. He looks like that polo player.
Well, and he does look like that
polo teacher.
Yeah, and remember, Diana was being ignored. And when you're ignored by your husband, you go and you find somebody that doesn't ignore you.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Say that again.
When you're being ignored by your husband, you find someone that won't ignore you.
Son of a gun.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Yeah, I think deep.
That's deep?
Yeah, deep.
You just said that Melania looks like she has a spaceship on her head.
She does. That hat, it just doesn't work out. It just doesn't look good. It's a bad representation for the United States of America.
Well, then after you put that it looked like a spaceship landed on her head, now I'm thinking, oh my God, she looks like she has a spaceship on her head.
Does it not, though?
After you say it.
And then Camilla, that's Charles's better half. She's standing there, and she's got a crooked hat on. She looks like she just came out of a UK bar. She looks drunk up there. Just embarrassing.
What is
it really is.
Hey, and some people are saying that you're completely wrong, that Harry is Charles's son, because they all have goofy ears. So there's an ear gene there.
I think pretty much all the population of UK has big ears and bad ears.
Did I tell you one time when I was there, I broke a orthodontic bracket, like my braces, it broke, right?
Yeah.
And so I went down to the front desk and I was like, I need to get into an emergency situation with an orthodontist. And
you're in London?
I'm in London. Yeah, yeah. And okay. I need to get this bracket glued back on. And she said, we don't have really orthodontists in the UK.
Shocker.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
Started laughing because I go, oh, that's that joke. And she's like, no, really, we don't.
Yeah, they have bad teeth.
Yeah.
They don't need an orthodontist. Well, they need one. It's just,
but
it's
why
not
did that become a thing? Like, they
don't know.
That is weird, isn't it?
I guess, doesn't it have something to do with the fluoride in the water and no fluoride?
It
something
doesn't make
like
their teeth crooked.
No, I'm just saying. I don't know.
It doesn't make their teeth. Fluoride right. doesn't make your teeth crooked.
I don't know. Just saying. Here's who I wouldn't want to be, okay? Right. And I'm not sure the president has one. I'd say he does, though. I wouldn't want to be their food taster.
What's that?
You know that person that goes along with the president that has to check out all the food and taste it before the president so he doesn't get poisoned?
I don't think they have that anymore.
I think they do.
No.
Oh, you're not Donald Trump, and you go over there, and all of a sudden they come out with this big old plate of fish and chips, and you're just going to eat without somebody testing it first.
I don't think in the UK.
You've got to have a test.
I don't think in the UK.
Oh, Jamie, you got to do it.
I can see if it was North Korea.
No, but I'm saying anywhere the president goes, even in the U.S., when you get outside the White House.
Well, then why do we see them go to a fast food restaurant? Nobody's tasting that.
Well, they check it out beforehand.
Well, they might check it. They might have a droplet or something that goes, oh, it's got cyanide in it or something. Nobody sits there and goes, okay, hey, Carson, you eat it first. And if you die, then they don't have that guy.
They have food testers.
They don't have that guy.
Yes, they do.
That is so barbaric.
There's no official title, but they do. Some of the Secret Service people, it has been known that they will take a bite of food or
boom.
Test food.
Hello.
But it's not an official title.
He read
title
it on Grok.
It is.
Grok is wrong.
They do have tasters.
Maybe back in the day, but not now. Everything you say,
that'd be a
I
good
like.
Gig, though.
Well, you get free food.
You get free
or
food.
Death.
Until you
probably
die.
Get, you probably get paid well, too. You know what I mean?
Maybe, yeah. I did hear, and I don't know if this is true, but I did hear they pack up his poop and they take it home.
Why?
I don't know. It's a fecal matter.
Sounds like that's on the backside of the equation to
yeah,
me.
I don't know. They pack up
all right,
his poop.
Wait a minute. So you believe they pack up the poo, but you don't believe they taste it before it goes into his body.
Right, but they take home his poop. Yeah. No, it's
well,
a thing.
That makes no sense.
I don't know. There's some poo packers out there.
All right, we've got to do more investigation into this. Because I'm not sure we have it accurate yet.
Don't actually look up poo packers. That's disgusting what came up.
Yeah, that's not. That's a company computer, too. That's not good.
Oh, my God.
All right, there's a rock thrower out there driving around in a pickup truck. A couple of people driving up and down Dry Creek, I think it was, yesterday. Threw a bunch of rocks out in a big cup. Threw a thing of rocks out and busted this lady's windshield.
Didn't they learn something from the last people that did this and killed that girl, a poor girl?
Those people are in prison forever.
Yeah, they are.
For a long time, that is. Yeah, you would think you would learn something, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And what?
What do you get out of that?
I don't get it. Here's the story.
It wasn't a wrong turn. It wasn't reckless driving. It was a cup tossed from a moving truck, turning a peaceful drive into a moment of fear.
I just didn't have time to react, thinking, what in the world was that? And why did my windshield just explode?
Shannon Anderson was heading home from Bible study when something unexpected slammed into her car on Dry Creek Place. A white pickup going the other way, a quick flick of the wrist, and glass shattered.
There's nothing wet on my car to suggest that it was a drink. I just have to assume that it was rocks or something heavy to cause the damage.
It wasn't just her. Another woman reported the same crime to Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office just minutes apart.
I don't know why you get your jollies from that, but they throw rocks for some
reason. Do you
think
it could be ice cubes?
No, this would that break a windshield?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't.
They're
know
saying
my
it was rocks. They're saying rocks. I'm assuming they saw pebbles or something on the ground.
Yeah.
In that area, I don't know.
You know, one time, I threw a banana peel out my window and I watched a deer slip on it.
Really, a deer.
You slide.
Okay. All right. Okay.
BJ and Jamie.
And you literally saw the deer.
I'm not even
slip
kidding.
On a banana peel.
I'm not even kidding. I felt so bad.
They
I
have
was like,
four hooves.
I understand.
One hoof is not going to take you down.
Yeah, it could. You need all four. You've ever seen a deer with three legs? Nope.
What's that got to do with it?
Because I don't know. All right, let's move on. Hey, did you guys see I posted on Facebook?
No.
This is terrifying.
What?
A freaking kissing bug out of the cabin.
They kill you.
Like, kissing bugs kill you now.
What is a kissing bug?
Kissing bug is a little bug. It's a little bitty bug.
I've never heard of one.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
So they're finding out now that kissing bugs carry this some kind of toxin or whatever. And if you get bit by one, it could kill you because it goes right to your heart.
What is a kissing bug?
It's a little bug. It looks like a stink bug. Do you know what a stink bug is?
Yeah.
Okay. It looks a lot like, people get them mixed up.
I've never heard the term kissing bug.
You haven't?
Never.
It looks a lot like, people mix them up, a stink bug and a kissing bug. We have them here in Colorado, and they're just now figuring out that people are being diagnosed with like heart failure and stuff because they got bit by a kissing bug, and it has this bacteria in it that caused your heart to go all awry. Isn't that awful? It is true.
Chagas disease.
See? Told ya. Ha!
Chagas?
Yeah.
Chagas. And it was really? On my window at the cabin.
Kissing bug.
Yeah, I posted it on our Facebook page, and he was just walking around like ready to kill somebody.
So leads to long-term heart and digestive problems.
See?
No kidding.
Yeah. And you can die from it.
Kissing bug.
Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that scary? And we have them here in Colorado.
I can't believe I've never heard of one.
Me either.
Never heard of one.
That's so weird.
Had you ever heard of one?
Yeah.
Where the hell have I been?
You need to get out more.
Yeah. I need to know my bugs.
Have you heard of it, Carson?
No. I actually haven't.
Why am
I the kissing bug? I've never heard that term.
The only man in this
I've heard
room.
Stink. The stink bug.
Well, yeah, I just told you
okay.
that
yeah.
one. Yeah.
No, I've heard that one yeah, over the years, but I've never heard of a kissing bug. A deadly one at that.
It is deadly, and they're all over Colorado. And I guess they like the they like your warm breath. So in the middle of the night, they can come and bite your face.
Oh!
Yeah, because they like to be right around your nose, or if you're a mouth breather, around your mouth, and then they'll bite you, and then you'll die.
Gee, you learn something every day. The kissing bug, beware.
See?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
You're welcome. I'm done.
All right, we're going to take a break here.
Okay,
we'll
fine.
Be right
all
back,
right,
folks. I don't know what's going on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. Man, I'm very, very busy today. Just very busy.
You are.
I know. I'm very busy. I've got a lot going on.
What are you buying now? I mean, you've been shopping a lot this morning. I just thought I'd try to find out what you're on to now.
Well, just some stuff, you know.
Travel stuff for the big weekend coming up in Vegas?
Well, it is a bachelorette party, so you got to buy, like, you know, like the straws that have the little wieners on the end of them.
Yeah, you got to have those. The old straws for the wieners.
Yeah, and she really loves to have a sash that says bride or bride-to-be, you know.
Yeah, yeah, one of those.
No, she actually went ballistic. We don't know what happened, like if she was beat by one when she was little. But she's like, whatever you guys do, do not make me wear a sash. I'm not wearing a sash. I can't stand it when people wear those sashes all around Las Vegas. And we're like, whoa, what happened to
really?
You?
Really? You've got to get her one now.
I know. Yeah.
With
exactly.
her saying that.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Because a bachelorette party's all about kind of embarrassing the
exactly.
person.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like a roast.
It is.
It is. It's a lot like a roast. If she put down her foot like that over a sash.
Over a sash.
Then you've got to get her one. She's got to have one. Put her name on
but
it.
But don't you think like she was beaten by one when she was little or something?
Maybe choked.
Maybe because
got caught up in one around her neck.
I mean, I have never seen somebody so adamant about not wanting a sash in their life.
Wow.
It's like my friend Alina, she won't wear flip-flops. She will not wear flip-flops. And we thought she was kind of kidding. She's like, I'm not wearing flip-flops ever. So we held her down and we put a flip-flop on her foot. And she literally scratched all of us. She went psychotic. But I guess it's because when she was little, she was running down a dock and her mom told her, if you run in flip-flops, it'll split you all the way from your toes all the way up your leg.
No kidding.
So she is like, I'm like, you know that can't happen, right? And she's like, well, it might be able to tear it a little bit.
So well, it could.
It's that could child tear. Traumatic, right? Like that trauma.
Exactly.
Wow. It could tear, though. I mean, it could rip your foot, I guess.
It's just like my dad used to tell me there was gold in my nose. When I'd pick my nose, he's like, is there gold in there? So I thought it was real. And so I laid out toilet paper and I picked my boogers and let them dry out until they turned to gold. And that was a lie. Bob is mean.
I miss Bob. I miss that.
Well, when you tell a little girl like 3 years old that she has gold in her nose, you're going to lay it out on a piece of paper and like wait for it to turn into gold.
You could be a millionaire.
Yeah, I was mining.
I get it.
Thank you. Why are you rolling your eyes? It's a true story. Okay, fine. Anyway, all right, let's see here. We got lots to talk about. First of all, Cardi B says that she is going to have a baby. This will be her fourth baby. She announced it with Gayle King, number 6.
The latest rumor about you is that you are having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what, if anything, you want to share about that with the class.
Well, yes, I am. I'm having a baby with my boyfriend, Stefan Diggs.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. How are you feeling about that? And that this will be baby number 4 for you, Cardi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited. I'm happy. I feel like I'm in a good space. I feel very strong. I feel very powerful that I'm doing all this work, but I'm doing all this work while I'm creating a baby. Me and my man, we're very supportive of each other.
Okay.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Good for her.
She's gonna have another baby.
Fourth kid?
Yep, fourth kid. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure is. And this one's gonna be a little athlete. I feel like that runs in your blood, right?
Could be, yeah. Could be. Stefan Diggs is good.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Crazy. Let's hear. What else did I want to tell you? There's a comedian, what's his name? Guy Branum. And he says that the guy sitting next to him punched him in the ribs. Here it is, number 1.
Normally, when I got more money, I'll fly business class because I'm a big guy. I don't want to be in anybody else's space. And today, it was a middle seat, not great. A guy came down. And first, he freaked out at a woman because she was putting something in the overhead compartment near his seat. Then he sat down next to me and asked me if I could move over, and I was like, no, I can't. Then he just elbowed me as hard as he could, and then I took this video.
Elbowed me because he believes that I am too fat to be sitting next to him.
Well, who wouldn't believe that?
Yeah.
Wow. There's not a lot of room here for me.
I can't really hear him.
I paid for this seat, too.
I paid for the seat as well. Thank you, one.
There's only 45 more seconds.
Yes, we're not
I'm done. You're good. Yeah. Okay, anyway, whatever.
I don't understand that one.
Yeah,
so is he big, and so he takes up too much space?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and the guy who sat next to him elbowed him in the side and basically said, hey, get over on your side, and then it became this whole thing.
I told you, I've had a thigh in my seat. Like, there was a big girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her thigh... Like, literally, I was like this. Like, oh, my God. And her whole thigh was in my seat.
No kidding.
Yeah. But I mean, I
snuck under that armrest thing.
Yeah,
her thigh did.
It didn't even snuck sneak. Under there. It didn't sneak. Oh. It showed up right. Like a blob.
I was did you push it back?
No, I didn't.
Like you're trying to hold back.
No, I wanted to. I was like, seriously, like maybe we should duct tape your thighs up, right? Like or wear some Skims. Like get those things sucked in.
Hmm.
You're in my way. She did.
Your space. You paid for that space.
I know. Yeah. And I have this big, I mean, it was beefy. And it had like dimples in it.
Yeah.
It was all dimply. I was like, oh, I could play golf.
Makes it hard to enjoy the snack they give you, too.
It really does.
Because you look at that and you go, I don't need a snack.
Yeah. It is good weight deterrent. Yeah. All right. Robert Redford. I didn't know this, you guys. Did you know that Sundance, Utah is actually, he named it. It's his place. It's his home. Robert Redford, that is. Robert Redford, who died Tuesday morning at the age of 89, owned a number of properties across the United States in his lifetime, including, I didn't even know this, that they created Sundance.
I had no idea.
Right?
Had no idea. I didn't even equate the two together, being Sundance, the event itself, and the Sundance Kid.
Me either.
With Robert Redford in the movie.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And he only bought, so this is what I like about him. His favorite house was only 1,500 square foot. You're Robert Redford, but it was his favorite house. It's where he passed away. And it's 1,500 square foot cabin. And it's actually right by the ski resort. And it overlooks like the mountains. And that was his favorite place to be. It was like worth $2.3 million or something like that. And it's elevated. But yeah, Sundance is because of Sundance Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
That's cool.
Or Chico or whatever.
I don't know why it is, but we always find this kind of stuff out when somebody dies.
I know.
I didn't know it when he's alive.
I know.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Kind of crazy. Also, they caught the guy that stole Beyonce's music. Remember, Beyonce's choreographer had all her hard drives in his car, and somebody stole all the hard drives of unreleased music. Well, they got the guy, but they don't have the music.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Yeah.
He sold it, didn't he?
Yep. It's gone.
He sold it. Mm-hmm. You wait and see.
Yep.
It will come out.
It's still out there. They got the guy, but they cannot find her music, so it is out there. But how do you do that? Okay, like if I stole somebody's hard drive, where do I go to resell this? Pawn shop?
I don't know.
eBay?
I don't know, and I'm assuming they have other copies.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so,
yeah.
But this guy has it, and he can leak it. He's probably sold it. I don't know.
Dark web?
Maybe the dark web.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how are you ever going to make money on it? Because if you ever release it, they're going to track down who released it. So you're in trouble to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's illegal, I don't know how you're ever going
to
make money
with it. I feel like you got to sell. You just got to get the most you can for it and sell it to some sucker who thinks he can do something with it.
Crazy.
And then get him busted.
I don't know. Why do I have sugar knockers written down? Oh, well. Anyway, there you go. Tabloid trash.
I don't know, but that's worth talking about. It's a lot better than Beyonce's music.
Right, it is.
Let's talk sugar knockers next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I like it.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm just going to read the text, okay?
Yeah.
Textnado.
Man.
What is Textnado? 303? 22 Alice, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, sure is.
You guys are idiots.
Idiots!
That film festival started because of Robert Redford. He's the reason. Everybody knows that. End of quote. Well, first of all,
yeah.
Do we have to use the word idiots?
I mean, that's just so angry. Like, who calls you an idiot because you didn't know where a film festival started?
Sundance, okay. Sundance Kid, okay. Whatever. I didn't know. Had no idea. Never looked into it. Never really cared. But then when Robert Redford dies, information starts to come out. And I go, that's interesting. It's not because we're idiots.
I bet people didn't know the Cannes Film Festival is named after my boobs.
You don't help us. You're not helping us any. Now we're going to get more idiot texts.
I'm just saying. I bet people didn't know the Cannes. Yep. Because
I get it, Jamie.
These suckers
that's
right here.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I know. Who knew, right?
Oh, stop, Carson. Now, more idiot texts are going to come in.
Yeah, but okay? I mean, literally, like, did we really need to be called idiots?
No, look, so I'll bet you there's things that Jamie and I know that you, who text that you don't know.
Oh, that's a good one.
And we're not going to call you an idiot because you don't know.
We should get that person on the phone and test their knowledge.
don't know if I want to go that route.
Why not?
It may backfire. It might backfire big time. I don't know.
I just don't know why people have to be like so mean or rude. If we didn't know it, we didn't know it. Like, who cares?
I will say this.
I thought it was fascinating.
I try to avoid any trivia game that I might be a part of.
Oh, you do?
Because I don't like to come off as an idiot.
Yeah.
It's not very smart. So I don't like the trivia games.
See, I like trivia. I'm good at trivia. Math is not my jam.
Math is not yours.
Like, if you ask me, like, sometimes on the show, something will come up, you'll be like, oh, and blah, blah, and I'll be like, oh,
yeah.
I try to get my calculator really fast.
I pray that you never come to me with a math question.
Oh, my God. Right? It's awful.
And I love math.
Oh, I hate math.
Yeah, see, everybody has their niche.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And now
niche.
No, Carson calls it niche.
Niche. Yeah.
Everybody has their niche.
And I have my niche. I'm French.
Now, I'll do trivia with Frog, but I can't do it with Lisa.
Right. Yeah. I can see that.
I can hold my own with a 7-year-old.
Right.
Right. All right, folks. Don't call us idiots,
exactly.
Okay?
It's
please.
It's not necessary.
Please.
Not necessary.
Dun, dun, dun.
That guy gave it his all in that song. Man.
All right, we got to go. It's a Wednesday already. This week is flying by. This morning went by fast.
Yeah, it is. It is going by really fast.
Thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate it. We do.
Bug, bug, or whatever.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Don't forget another chance for you, Benson Boone, out in Salt Lake City. It's a flyaway. You can qualify with the Slacker Show this afternoon. We will do it again tomorrow morning at 7:30. Have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.